For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The summer travel season is here, and with it, gas prices that are even more expensive than we're used to. KVCR's Megan Jamerson spoke with a Scripps College economist about the global oil market, plus the opportunity to change our energy future.
As COVID-19 restrictions are lifted, more people are once again commuting to work and planning summer trips. But global oil production has not returned to pre-pandemic levels, so supply is still limited and prices are being driven up. This is normal behavior for OPEC, the group of countries that produces roughly one-third of the world's oil, says Scripps College economist Nick Katcher.
So they purposefully limit the amount of oil that they supply onto global markets in order to keep prices relatively high. And so to some degree, the prices that we pay at the pump depend on how effectively that group of countries is coordinating to keep supply relatively low and keep prices relatively high.
One benefit of high prices is that people cut down on using gas, which slows the rate of things like climate change as well as pollution. But using high prices to move away from fossil fuels overburdens lower-income households who spend a greater share of their income on gas, says Katcher. This plus the market manipulation by OPEC is why a lot of environmental economists and policymakers see this as an opportunity for the federal government to help the U.S. make the switch to alternative energy sources.
In our current system, where fossil fuels have been heavily subsidized for a long time, where we've got a system of vehicles that use fossil fuels, of gas stations built to fuel them, gasoline is probably the most appealing form of energy right now.
To make the switch, Katcher says the federal government needs to make large-scale investments in renewables like wind and solar so that they can compete with fossil fuels. This, combined with California's policies to phase out gas-powered vehicles, will increase consumer demand for gas alternatives and push the energy industry toward a cleaner, greener future. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
A conservation group is planting more than 30,000 milkweed plants throughout California in the hope of giving western monarch butterflies new places to breed. The San Francisco Chronicle reports Monday that the River Partners group has joined with others and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife for the plantings along the Sacramento, Feather, and Kern rivers. The plants are seen as critical because the orange and black butterflies lay their eggs on them. Their caterpillars also eat them. Earlier this year, researchers said an annual winter count recorded fewer than 2,000 of the butterflies. That's a massive decline. There's only 1 week left to enter the 2021 NPR Tiny Desk Contest. If you or someone you know is a music maker or creator with a big dream of playing the tiny desk, submit a video of you playing one song you've written behind a desk of your choosing. Upload the video to YouTube and fill out the entry form before 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on June 7th. If you win, you'll get to play your own Tiny Desk concert at NPR in Washington, D.C., and be featured on All Things Considered. To be eligible in the contest, you can't have a current recording contract, and you must be at least 18 years old and live in the U.S. to enter. The Tiny Desk panel of judges, including members of NPR Music, DJs from NPR member stations, and Tiny Desk alums will choose the winner. To read the official rules, hear what judges are looking for in entries, and to enter before the June 7th deadline, visit npr.org/tinydeskcontest. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.